This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. It is Overtime, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer with you for about 40 minutes, taking you up until Wizards basketball here on The Fan. Don't even know what to say. I mean, it's been less than 24 hours still because the loss happened and was finished around, I guess, 11:30. So still less than 24 hours, but I still have no idea what to say after that game. I mean, I wish we were just spending all day complaining about the defense because I could talk about that all day. The defensive struggles continued, and Dan Quinn came out today saying that Joe Witt Jr. is going to move from the booth down to the sideline, and I don't think that's going to make much of a difference, and that's kind of showing that at least they're doing something. So I don't even want to say credit to them because stuff should have been happening before, but they're making changes. I don't know that it's going to make a big difference. I wish that's what we were talking about today because that would still mean that your quarterback is good to go for Detroit, is good to go for Madrid, is healthy, and he's not. And you got to give credit to Dan Quinn for coming out today and taking accountability. After last night, he was kind of like, well, you know, we tried. And no, he after reflecting a little bit today, he came out and basically said as much, saying, it's on me, I missed it, and it's credit to him for at least coming out and saying that. Not many guys would be willing to come out and say that, and certainly not guys that have coached here in the past would have been willing to say that. But it's a tough spot to be in. And I keep going back to this because Doc and I were talking about this on the post-game show last night. I can understand if you're looking at it saying they need to be in there to get reps, but there are a lot of different ways that you can go about getting this team some chemistry and reps together without putting him in danger at the end of that ball game. And football, there are injuries. When that happens, you shouldn't be shocked. That is part of the game, unfortunately. And it's something that really, really sucks. We hate it. It's the thing I hate the most about football, a sport that I absolutely love. But when you put yourself in a spot where all game long, Jaden Daniels had been getting harassed in the pocket, he didn't have time back there to throw the football. He had been in a spot where it was really, really difficult to get anything going offensively, especially through the air. So you're looking at a guy that's already been a sitting duck. John Keim had a stat last night from ESPN that 51% of his dropbacks last night, over half of his dropbacks last night, he was getting pressured. And on top of that, almost 60% or over 60% of those dropbacks in the second half, he was getting pressured on. So he didn't stand a chance last night. He just didn't. And some of that is good coverage. Some of that is bad offensive line play. It's kind of all contributing there. Or you want to look at play calling with Cliff and those sorts of things. Something that Doc was pointing out. Maybe run the football, try to alleviate some of that pressure. But that has to factor in. That even though you want to get back on track and maybe you think that, having him out there, you can find some sort of a rhythm and carry that over to Detroit. Is it worth the risk of what happened? No. And that's the tough part about it, where he had been their entire offense that day, and not through the air, not his arm, but his legs. And naturally, you get to a spot at the end of the game where you're already out of it. There's nothing going on, and you opt to leave him in, and you pay the price for it. And it really, really sucks. But I think there's just so much about this team that is incredibly disappointing. The effort, not saying the guys aren't trying, but the intensity, the urgency. You saw it in the first half against Kansas City, and I don't know where it went. Every game from here on out, including last night's game, should have been viewed as a must-win type of game. A game where you've got to go out there and play your best because your season is on the line. And that didn't happen last night. It didn't. It's not good enough. You have to go out there ready to roll. Coaches, players, you can point fingers at everybody on this team, essentially, because no one is without fault. Everybody has a hand in this. It's not good enough. If you're calling the right plays, they're not executing them. If you're calling the wrong plays, you're in a bad spot to begin with. I don't know who deserves the majority of the blame, but something has to change. And now you end up in a spot where you don't have your quarterback, who has been a majority of your offense since he has stepped into the league. I mean, last year, think about how magical it was. How much of that was dependent on Jaden Daniels when you look back, specifically the second half of the year? It was all Jaden. It was all depending on him. And similar to what we saw last night, it was a lot of it dependent on him running the football as well. And I know some people look at it and say it's not sustainable for him to play that way. And I understand him getting hit 10, 15 times a game is not going to be sustainable throughout his career. And he does still need to learn some aspects where he's got to take better care of himself. But this is also what you had to work with. And it's not like if you go back and watch, I did that today. If you go back and watch his scrambles, where he runs and it's a called pass play, not like he's missing dudes that are running wide open in the secondary, not like he's just not getting through his reads, not like he's sitting there and just missing guys. There's not people to throw the football to. And that was part of the issue for me last night while he's still in that ballgame at the end is, okay, what's the best case scenario? They score a touchdown and cut it to a 24-point game, or maybe they find a little bit of something. If you're so worried about finding somebody, practice on Wednesday, please. Everybody. I don't care how old you are. The heck do you need a vet rest day? You're going to have the whole offseason to rest because you're not going to the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, ahead of tomorrow's deadline, everybody is available. Not named Jaden Daniels. Everybody. Now, there's a couple of guys that I'm not prone to deal, and you know, you want to start getting nitpicky on that, but for the most part, everybody's available. Because if you look at it and go, well, Debo is too valuable to the offense and this and that, well, if you're giving a bare-bones cupboard, trash weapons to Jaden, I'm not worried about what I'm giving Mariota. Season's over. Doesn't really matter. I'm not caring about winning football games. It's about playing young guys and seeing what happens. And that's what sucks so bad about this. I'm accustomed to this. I'm used to this. I'm not used to it when the expectations are that this team is going to be better and potentially a playoff team. I'm used to this. 3 wins, early November, watching the end of the college football season and bowl season. Not because I love college football, which I do, but I'm watching it with a scout's hat on because I'm trying to figure out which of these guys would look good in burgundy and gold next year. That's where I'm at right now. There's some intriguing prospects. At this rate, I don't see many more wins on their schedule. We talked about it being a more difficult schedule. Well, you're still seeing some of the teeth of it. You look at the rest of the way, the two games that you feel like you'd have a good chance in are Miami and the New York Giants. And if you're not going to have Jaden and your defense is going to continue to play like it has, who's to say you're winning those ball games? There's no such thing as a guaranteed win. in the National Football League. And especially now when one of your identities, because I still don't know what the identity of this football team is, but one of the identities of this team was Jaden Daniels. That's gone. And I don't need to see him the rest of the year. Say he's ready to go in 5 or 6 weeks or whatever it may be. I don't know the timeline. DQ didn't give one. But say he's able to go if they're able to rehab this thing. I don't need to see him. For what? I want to talk about this next, though, because some people are going to look at this and go, okay, sophomore slump. Do we need to have a discussion about Jaden? I don't know that anybody's going to have that conversation now, but I want to get out ahead of it, not having that conversation. Other people can have it. It's a waste of time, in my opinion. Jaden is that guy. Jaden is special. I want to talk about that and what you make of his sophomore season. We'll talk about it next here on Overtime on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Overtime on The Fan. Toby Altizer with you until 7:15. Then we'll turn it over to Wizards basketball here on The Fan as they're in New York at Madison Square Garden. That's a bucket list place for me. I want to get to MSG for a basketball game. I think a playoff Knicks game would be awesome at the Garden. Also, be fun to watch some Rangers hockey there. That's a bucket list item of mine, is sometime to get up to Madison Square Garden. The Wizards there tonight. You can hear the game right here on The Fan. Tip off at 7:30. But talking about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, because we've had the discussion all day about whether he should have been in the game or not. I think we all understand at this point that a majority of people are going to say he shouldn't have been in the game. I'd be one of those as well. There's a small minority. It seems like a lot of former players are... maybe not a lot, maybe not the majority, but there are at least a few vocal ones. Ryan Clark said as much, Greg Olson said as much, that it's fine that he was in the ballgame. Regardless, I don't know that we need to continue hashing that out. I think we've had that discussion today. But one thing that I think will come up inevitably this offseason, and I'm hoping that this isn't a conversation that is prevalent in the shouty shows, on the networks, on TV, or... I'm hoping that we're not having big-time discussions like this on the station. Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe callers will bring it up. I don't know. But I don't think this is something where, seeing what happened this year, if you just assume that his year is done, you assume Jaden's year is done after the injury, I don't think this is something where you have to go back and relitigate which guy was drafted where and did they make the wrong decision. I don't think that's worth the conversation. I really don't. You know, we'll see what some of these other guys do. But the reality is, as a rookie, Jaden Daniels, it's not as if Jaden last year either was being carried by an elite defense and great playmakers, and he was essentially playing point guard. No, no, he was the driving force. So we've seen him play at a level that he's a top five quarterback. I've seen it. So if anyone wants to have a conversation about sophomore slump and some of those things, look, there's no question that he didn't quite get back to the level that we saw in Detroit last year in the playoff game, or Tampa in the playoff game, right? There were some still some growing pains, and that's going to happen. But I wouldn't say that he had a slump of any sort. You know, maybe he took a little bit of a step back. Maybe there was a slight regression. But I think there's a bunch of factors in that. But what I don't want to have the conversation of is, well, do we need to have a conversation? Do we need to discuss? No, we don't have to have any discussion about Jaden. He's a special player. You've seen him get to a level and play at a level that is top five in the league when he's at his best. Now, I think the discussion that maybe is a more real one and that we realistically need to have probably is, do some changes need to be made to the offense? And something that's interesting is Cliff Kingsbury, we all kind of assumed this was probably his swan song here in D.C. And not because it was a bad thing that he'd be leaving, but probably a good thing that he'd be going somewhere to become a head coach or do something elsewhere. I don't know if you have to worry about that anymore. And it's not that Cliff has been terrible. I think Cliff has been okay. I think at times he's been really good this season. I think there are other times when he's been mediocre. I wouldn't say at any time that I look at Cliff and go, yep, you're the reason that they lost that game. I don't think that I feel that way, especially compared to what we've seen defensively from this team. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Cliff needs to go and everything that they're doing needs to change and all these sorts of things. But I do think there are some tweaks that they need to make to the offense to be able to better protect Jaden. And maybe it's a personnel thing, because you look at what was happening yesterday in that game. And I think one of the things that makes Jaden so special is, while his legs are spectacular, I think that he can get it done as a passer in the pocket. And I wonder sometimes if they almost put themselves in too much of a box here of having to run some of the college-y type stuff that Cliff excels at and some of those sorts of things. I think you could drop Jaden into just about any offense around the league. And yeah, you'd have to make a couple changes here or there, potentially, but that's the same thing with any quarterback. But I think you could make it work. I think that's how good of a quarterback and a passer Jaden can be. People might disagree, but I think that Jaden is a high enough level passer that, not to say you take away his run game entirely, but I don't know that you always have to depend on RPOs and read options and all those sorts of things. I think those can be added elements to the offense, but I don't know that that needs to be stuff that you're running as frequently as you've seen that happen at times this season. But I also think that they've got to find a way to scheme some of these receivers open. There's no question they're not working with the talent that they expected to be working with going into the year. No question. You were thinking that you were going to have Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey was going to be your fourth wide receiver. Fourth. And then Jalen Lane would be wide receiver five. And at that point, maybe you have to call on somebody else if someone goes down. But the fact that you're going into the game last night with Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane as your top three guys, I mean, Debo was there, but Debo hasn't been quite that same dude. And even so, Debo to me is more weapon than true wideout. But regardless, they've got to find ways to scheme dudes open, whether it's trying different things. I don't know. That's why I'm not an offensive coordinator. I can't tell you exactly how to do it. But there have to be ways. And Seattle's defense is awesome, so there's no taking away from what they're able to do. But there's got to be ways that you can exploit it. And you look back at what Jaden was working with yesterday, and I dare you to go back and look at the times that he scrambled and find me guys that he should have thrown the football to. There's a play or two where you go, okay, if he makes this read and he gets the ball out here and he places it here, yeah, you can find that. And you can do that with just about every play. But there's just not a lot there. There just isn't. And I think that there needs to be some schematic changes offensively in the passing game. But also there needs to be a real discussion about the fact that this run game has disappeared. It's disappeared. You can't run the ball up the middle. Bill has been really struggling the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if it's Bill, I don't know if it's the O-line. And by the way, that's another concerning part about this. This is your starting O-line. This is what they're supposed to be. The only difference is that Coleman has been replaced by Chris Paul, but that was a personnel decision. That wasn't an injury decision. So you're largely going with your healthy O-line, and you're not getting a run game. That's a problem. It's a big problem. But there's got to be a way to get this offense going where it's not all dependent on, all right, we're going to call pass play, but Jaden, you go make it happen. If it's not there, you figure it out and make it happen. Jaden can do that. Jaden can do that. We've seen him do it. But I don't want it to be what you rely on, because when you rely on it, then you can get your quarterback into some bad habits where he can miss some throws. There was one throw in particular later on in the game where he'd had to play Superman so much of that game that I couldn't blame him when he said, "Nah, screw it, I'm going to pull it down." It's a tough spot to be in, but they've got to find a way to get some sort of run game going next year, whether it's bringing in a better back, whether it's changing up the run scheme. I don't know exactly what it is, but something has to change so that the offense isn't, all right, Jaden, go be Superman every single play. Otherwise, unfortunately, you could see more of this, and I don't even think it's because Jaden is slender or any of that. I'm not blaming his frame or any of that. Any quarterback that is forced to be Superman every single play, down in, down out, is at a risk of injury. Doesn't matter who you are. Going to wrap things up on overtime next before we turn it over to Wizards basketball. It's Toby Altizer. Keep it tuned right here to The Fan. Last couple minutes here on The Fan before we turn it over to Wizards basketball as they are in New York at Madison Square Garden to take on the Knicks tonight. Keep it tuned right here to The Fan. Dave Johnson going to be on the call. Tip off at 7:30. Pregame in just a couple of moments. But talking about the Wiz, there are some encouraging things going on with this team right now. But at some point, you've got to start seeing some results on the floor, and you're just not seeing the defensive improvements that you need to see. Right now, dead last in the league in points per game for your opponent, 128.3. You've lost four in a row. And you look at the makeup of this front court of this team, you've got some plus defenders. Keyshawn's an above average defender. I think Bilal could be a defensive menace. I think Alex Sarr, you see what he can be. Well, I think there's still a lot to go on the offensive end for him. You can see when people were comparing him to the Stifle Tower, Rudy Gobert, when he was coming out as a draft prospect. You can see some of that. I mean, his ability to affect shots at the rim is incredible. So how are you still giving up this? Now, part of it is they're young and they want to play fast, so you're going to give up more points. I get that. But the defense is just not good enough. And I get that this is a different era of basketball, and points are going to be scored. Players are incredibly talented. One through however many on the bench can come in and give you a bucket. But you've got to be able to lock in defensively because you're still putting up points. And what's disappointing is you've got guys that are having seasons that you're pretty happy about. Keyshawn George is the leading scorer right now, 18 points per game. Been really impressed by what he's shown this year. Just under 8 rebounds, 4.5 assists a game. I know it's only 6 games, but I've been really impressed. I felt like last year I was able to go to more Wizards games last year than I've been able to get to this year and probably will be able to get to this year. But if you look back at what he did last year, every time that I was over at Capital One Arena watching this team play, there were guys that were better. There's no question about it. But something always stood out to me about Keyshawn, and it feels like it's starting to click for him. I don't know that he's got star potential, but I think he can be a really, really good player, and you're seeing some of that this year. I think he can do a little bit of everything, and I like that. But you still got to see defensively this team come together. Alex Sarr has taken a step forward on the offensive end, and I think, again, there's still places for him to grow on the offensive end, averaging 17 points a game, 8.5 rebounds. I like what I've seen from him, and you're seeing some of that growth. Field goal percentage, 53.2%. Shooting well from beyond the arc so far this year at 42.9%. So he's doing better this year, and I like what I've seen from him. But again, it's the defense for these guys. You've got to find a way to be able to buy in. And I really like what Trey Johnson's done to start his rookie season. He looks like a legit shooter. And so I like where this core is going. I like what the front office has assembled for these guys to kind of work together. And I think you've got the start of something that could be special. And maybe this is another year where you have a bad record. Hopefully the lottery goes your way this time and you end up with a star player in the top five. And if that's the case, maybe that looks like the culmination of what has been a long time coming where this team is back to being competitive. But, you know, I don't pretend to think that this rebuild has been going on for the entire time that this team has struggled. I think, realistically, I kind of put the timer on when this new front office came and took over. But I think you look at this team, and it's an encouraging sign to see some of these young guys stepping up. And frankly, to me, it's important to have some of the veteran leadership here, but I'm good. I don't need to see tons and tons of C.J. McCollum. I don't need to see tons and tons of Chris Middleton. Those guys are going to help out and maybe mentor some of these young guys. But to me, it's all about the young guys with this team. It's felt the same way with the Nationals over the last couple of years. Kind of, you get to the end of the game, and you're not necessarily worried about what the end result is in terms of final score. And I'm not even necessarily worried about some of the older guys, but I'm looking at the box score, and I want to immediately see what did Keyshawn do, what did Trey Johnson do, what did Bilal do, what did Alex Saar do, what did Bub do. That's kind of where you're at with Wizard basketball. And I think that's fine. At some point, you've got to start winning again, but I don't think I trust the process here. Not to steal the Sixers moniker, but I trust what they're trying to do here. And I think they've got some real talent in this building. Now it's about developing it, but I would like to see a better effort on the defensive end because I think that is something that you can instill now that can carry over, whether it's Brian Keefe as the coach or somebody else. I think at some point you've got to find a way to instill that defensive effort, those defensive fundamentals, because I don't want to be this team that consistently is near the bottom of the league defensively. Even though you're going to play a faster pace, you've got to find a way to improve on that side of the floor. It's going to do it for overtime. Appreciate you listening in. Appreciate Metal Chris for sticking around doing all the hard work behind the scenes. Wizards basketball comes up next as they're at Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Knicks. For Metal Chris, I'm Toby Altizer. Thanks for listening. Keep it tuned to The Fan. Wizards basketball up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.